Well, Emily Dabb, huge congratulations to you. Lovely smile on your face, because it's just been announced that you're the Young Kennel Club Young Person of the Year. You must be delighted with that, first of all.
Yes, I am. I'm very delighted. I didn't even know it was a thing before I got nominated, and it's just amazing to find out about it and then get it, really. It's amazing.
Now, you are in flyball. You've spent a lot of time in flyball, particularly with a dog called Dolly that we'll talk about in a second. But tell me about your journey in flyball.
I started off as a box holder helping out with our oldest collie. And then as the years went on, we got a new one. We rescued her. And I wanted to do it so bad with her, but she just couldn't. She just wouldn't. There was just something that put her off, and she was very nervous and all over the place. And then after the years and years of trying and trying, we finally managed to get into the ring with her. So it's a massive thing. Whether people see it as it's a massive thing or not, to me, I've got her in a flyball ring, and that's all I ever wanted.
Yeah. Were there times when you thought you might not achieve that? You've had to persevere, yeah. Haven't you?
Yeah. Well, before COVID happened, we'd got two starters, or foundation as it's called now, and then obviously COVID hit, so then we went back right to the beginning, so we've had to start all over again. But we're so far now, and I couldn't have asked for anything better with her, to be honest. She's amazing.
Within the Young Kennel Club, you're known for the support and the inspiration that you give to a lot of other people, and I can tell from the look on your face that you get a great deal of pleasure from that.
I do. I'm always willing to help. I'll put myself out there and I'll say, if anyone walks past and says, oh, do you mind just helping? Can you just do this? I will always say, yes. Even if I don't know what I'm doing, I'll ask and I'll help. I'll do anything to help. It really doesn't bother me. If you need help, I'm there. I'm always ready.
Now, I know that Dolly is not with you today. Just explain why.
She's still not as confident as she could be. So it just overwhelmed her so much to be here and walk past all the different dogs. And I think, to not bring her, it's done her well. I'll get back and I'll take pictures with her, and I'll say that she's won it for me. But bringing her here, it would just take me five steps back right to the beginning, and I don't want to disappoint her, and I don't want me to feel disappointed. So just keeping her at home was the best option, safe option for her. We'll get back out into the flyball lanes, and she won't know anything different, and she'll absolutely love it because it's something that she loves. She runs around with a smile on her face.
Big crowds here at Crufts at the NEC. A lot of people watching what's been going on in the YKC ring, including a lot of young people who might be thinking about joining the YKC. What would you say to them?
Go for it. You're not losing out on anything. If anything, you're showing what you're capable of. And it's great to see the next lot of people come up forward and show what they're capable of.
Absolutely. Now, I know you're going to go home and take this trophy and show it to Dolly. How do you think you might celebrate?
Don't know.
Lots of treats for Dolly?
Oh yeah, she'll have lots of treats.
Absolutely. Well, huge congratulations once again, Emily. A very well deserved award, Young Person of the Year.
Thank you very much.